Welcome to the Women's Motorsports Network podcast, the show that puts the spotlight on the incredible women who fuel the world of motorsports. From drivers to crew members, engineers to fans, and everyone in between, we're here to celebrate the trailblazers, dreamers, and doers shaping the sport we love. Each episode, we share inspiring stories of females of all ages from every corner of the motorsports universe, past, present, and future. It's a journey through the seasons of life filled with heartfelt moments, laughter, and a whole lot of horsepower. So whether you're a lifelong fan, a racer yourself, or simply curious about the extraordinary women behind the wheel, settle in, relax, and enjoy a fun and uplifting ride with us. This is the Women's Motorsports Network podcast, connecting and celebrating women in motorsports, one story at a time. Let's hit the track.
Hello, everyone. This is Melinda Russell with the Women's Motorsports Network podcast. And I have a couple of sisters here today, Haley and Sophia. They are both race car drivers. And so we're going to learn a little bit more about them and why they love motorsports. So Haley and Sophia, welcome to the show. I'm going to start by asking you to tell us a little bit about yourself. So Haley, why don't you start?
Hi, I'm Haley. I'm a senior in high school. I'm 17 years old. I race dirt and asphalt. Some of my hobbies are like painting and skiing, and I have two dogs. And I love spending time with my family.
All right, Sophia.
My name is Sophia. I'm from Goshen, Connecticut. I'm a sophomore in high school. I'm homeschooled. I enjoy racing, obviously, and I like to go skiing with my friends when I have free time to
go. So snow skiing.
Yeah.
Not water skiing. Yeah.
That's what I want to try water skiing, but I've never had the chance.
Yeah. You almost have to go somewhere like Michigan's a great place to do that because we have so many lakes.
Yeah.
Small lakes, big lakes. Yeah. So maybe you'll have to come race out here sometime and then you can try skiing. That would be fun for sure. So, girls, you both race. You told me you started racing at the same time. So, Haley, why don't you tell us who got you started? How did you get started? Did your dad take you to the track? Just tell us the beginnings of whose idea was it to start racing?
Yeah, so my dad raced offshore powerboats for, like, the majority of our, like, childhood. Mm-hmm. But I also was, like, a big gymnast. So my gymnastics coach actually started up this quarter midget program where he basically just rented a bunch of cars and he like just helped people get into the sport. So he came up to me one day in gymnastics practice. I was on vault. I remember it. And he was just like, do you have any interest in racing? I was like, of course. And yeah, then we just started the novice school training, which is what it was called. And from there we kind of just progressed. But it was definitely, we all always raced as a family, and then my gymnastics coaches helped us get into the cars.
So I wonder what, it doesn't seem like a gymnastics coach and a race car driver. So I wonder how he got interested. Do you know?
So he raced growing up too. He was friends with, David Gravel and Joey Logano, all of them, they all raced together in the
car. Okay. That's very cool. That's a new one. I mean, when I interview people, the stories are never the same. Everybody has a different story, but some of them are similar. But this I've never heard, that the gymnastics coach started to get you interested. So I love that. So so Haley, you got interested first. And then did you go home and say, Sophia, do you want to race? Or did you take gymnastics too, Sophia?
No, I did not do gymnastics, but I like heard my parents talking about it. And then I kind of just begged to try and actually go to the track. And after a couple weeks, we just decided that we should try it. And it stuck ever since.
And how old were you girls when that happened?
11, I think.
I think I was 13 or 14. Yeah.
Okay. All right. So 4 years ago or so.
Yeah.
Somewhere in that neighborhood. Okay. And are you the only two in the family, the only two kids?
No, we have an older sister, Allie. She likes to work on all of our cars, so she helps a lot with racing.
Okay. And how old is Allie?
22.
Yep. Okay. All right. So she's out of school and probably works or goes to school, but she likes to help work on the cars. That's pretty cool that everybody in the family's involved. So did your dad know anything about, like you said, he did power boats, but that's different than a quarter midget for sure.
Yeah.
So did he know anything really about like setting them up and that, or did he have to learn everything?
He had to learn it all. He didn't really know a lot because obviously it's a lot different than water, but he picked up on it quick. He's really smart. So,
yeah. So Sophia, what's your dad the best at? Is he, you know, is he a good coach? Is he good on working on the car? What's he do the best?
He's pretty good at all of it. He's a pretty good mechanic. So I would say working on the cars, but he's actually a pretty good coach to coach me and my sister through like hard times or to learn from a mistake that we made instead of being down on ourselves because it's a mistake. So he's pretty good.
I love hearing that because sometimes dads can be kind of hard on their daughters.
Yeah.
So I love hearing that.
He is, but
in a good way.
In a good way. Yeah, absolutely. But in a good way for sure. So Haley, let's start with you. Tell me about your car. What do you drive? What color is it? What number? All that kind of stuff.
Well, my micro, I have 600 micro. My number is 5H. And it's white and green. And the only reason why it's green is because my sponsor's color is green. So that's why I took the green.
Okay.
If I had any choice in color, it'd be pink and blue. But, and then my asphalt midget was pink and blue, and that number was 15. But for the upcoming season, it's just going to be number 5.
Okay. And how did you pick that number?
It's my favorite number. I like doing things in like fives. So I don't know. It's just
okay.